Okay, we are in Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. Third line on top, Gufa. So remember, we're in the discussion of Mashkin becoming Tamei or not, and in that context, we brought the pasuk in Chagai, where Chagai is rebuking the Kohanim or testing the Kohanim on their way back to the Yerushalayim after the Galus, and he wants to see if they know the halacha. So we brought this pasuk that he says. What happens if Sheretz touches Lechem, which touches Nezid, which touches Yam, which touches Shemen, etc. Basically, according to our understanding, he was asking them, can there be something as a Revi'i Latuma? That's what it seems like he asked, and Rav had said that the Kohanim, in their answer, by saying no, there is no such Tumah, made a mistake. So we know, we were mashma from there that, but doesn't that prove that there is such a concept as liquid becoming Tumah in the first place? So the Gemara answered that there's a difference between base mitbachaya and base mitbachaya. Then when did Rav say, what was, and this is really, again, Rav's interpretation about what Yossi ben Yoezer said. Yossi ben Yoezer, in the Brice that we had quoted earlier on yesterday's daf, when he quoted al mashkin base mitbachaya dachan, what was the version, what did he really mean? Base mitbachaya and not mitbachaya. In other words, mitbachaya, the liquids that are around the place of the shechting, is what he was betayer, which meant the water and the blood, but the wine and the oil, or as we'll see later, water and blood that's connected to the mizbeach, any liquid that's connected to the mizbeach that he never said is tahar, that could become tummy, and that was what Chagai was asking him about. He was asking him about oil and wine, which is based midbachaya, which Rav says that Rabbi Yossi never said is tahar. So we're up to Gufa, third line. Gufa, Rav Amr Shtabishkani, Vishwal Amr Lo Shtabishkani. There's really a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel whether the Kohanim made a mistake or not in the Psukim. Because if you look in the Psukim, and we'll read them a little more in a minute, the Psukim are not clear about whether they made a mistake or not, right? He says, Chagai asked them, and then they answer, no, lo. And then he asks the next question, and they say, Yitma, yes. And then, the next pasuk, he has some reaction, as we'll see. But after the first question, there is no reaction. That's what the machlokas with Rav and Shmuel, whether they gave the right answer or not. So, says the Gemara, Rav Amar Ishtabishkani. Rav says they did make a mistake. Why? What was the mistake? Because Revi Bakodesh Baminahu Vamulay Tahar. Because Chaya was asking them, is there a concept of Revi Lakodesh? Remember, because the question was the sheretz in the Beged, which is an Av, touch the bread, which is a Rishon, touch the Nezid, which is a Sheni, which touches the Ayim, which is a Shlishi, touch the Shemen, which is a Revi. The question is the Shemen Tameh? And they had said no. So that was their mistake, because they had said tar. And according to Shmuel, lo ishtabishkani, the Kohanim did not make a mistake, because why? How would he interpret this case? Chamishi bakodesh b'aminah av amr leitar. He would interpret it as a chamishi bakodesh. When it says that, v'noga bichnafo el halechem, well, let's see where he gets it in the pasuk in a minute. But Shmuel would interpret this question somehow as talking about a chamishi bakodesh, which we know there is no such thing, and that's why Shmuel says there was no mistake here, because he was testing them to see if there was a chamishi bakodesh, and they answered correctly, no. So Bishamala Rav, I understand how Rav reads the pasuk. Hainu d'chsiv arba. That's why he says four things. Lechem nezid yayin shemen. Starting off with the sheretz, which was an av. So you know how the pasuk is referring to a revi lakod, a revi batuma. Ela l'shmuel chamisha minalei. But according to Shmuel, how do you read the pasuk? It's only four things. So Gemara says, miksiv enaga knafo. Does it say that the bread touched his actual kanaf, which we said yesterday meant the sheretz itself? Vinaga bichnafo. Right, and the second phrase of the pasuk is Yisa Ishbsar Kodesh Biknaf Bigdo Vinaga Bichnafo El Halechem. So what is Bichnafo alluding to? Ksiv Vinaga Bichnafo Ksiv Bimashe Naga Bichnafo. According to Shmuel, there's another object in between here that touched the sheretz, and that is going to touch the lechem. In between the sheretz and the lechem, there's another object here that's alluded to with bichnafo. That's how you know he was asking him about a chamishi, because there's another object here in between the sheretz and the lechem. It doesn't sound like his shirt. Rashi just says some other item. It says, but masha naga. Rashi says, masha sheretz naga belechem to lechem. Sorry, the next Rashi. Masha naga bichnafo naga lo lechem. He doesn't say what it is. Doesn't say whatever touch thee. So is it the shirt? I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's changing that okimta. Tashma, the next pasuk in Chagai, the very next pasuk in the Navi. Vayomer Chagai. Chagai gives him another test. Im yiga tamei nefesh b'chol eile hayitma. Pashtus, if somebody who's tamei meis, tamei nefesh, he touched a dead body, touches any of these items, hayitma, will they become tamei? Here they answered in the affirmative. It will become tamei. So that's the next pasuk. So Bishmal Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, this obviously, says the Gemara, was a correct answer. Is there a concept of a tamei meis touching something? Is it tamei? So obviously there was no mistake here. So if there was no mistake here, so it makes sense. And according to Shmuel, they got them both right. Because if either they knew the halachas or they didn't know the halachas. So that makes sense. El Rav, Maishna Hakadishabish, Maishna Hakadishabish. But according to Rav, why is it that in the first question they said not tamei? According to Rav, that was a mistake. And in the second question, there's no mistake because obviously tamei nefesh is correctly mitamei. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, two answers to the Gemara. First answer, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, b'kiyin hein b'tumas meis, ve'ein b'kiyin hein b'tumas sheretz. No, in Achinami, they knew they were proficient in hilchas tumas meis, and they were not proficient in hilchas tumas sheretz. Why would that be? So Rashi says, "B'kiyin hein b'tumas meis." The yodim shashlishi osa baravi. In tumas meis, they knew that there's a concept of revila tumla. V'lo hayi b'kiyin b'tumas sheretz. V'svurij ein shlishi osa baravi. They didn't know that. Why? Because they thought tumas meis. What's the pashas? It's more chamor. They knew a dead body. They knew that could cause such distance tumas, such revis. But a tumas sheretz, okay, it's an ab. But could it cause such tumas? That they didn't, they weren't clear on. The Pnei Yeshua elaborates a little bit on this Rashi. He gives a little more svara. Why is it that they were bekiyin on tumas meis and not on tumas sheretz? V'nirali, the mashatoa kohanim lechalik b'tumas meis l'sheretz l'inyin revi b'kodesh dafka. It's dafka that the last stage, he's assuming, he's interpreting it Rashi and the Gemara, that the dafka they thought that other tumas only had shlishi b'kodesh, right? Because what was the question that he asked them? Do they have a revi? He said, no, they don't go that far. So mashma that maybe he knew that they knew of a shlishi, they didn't know a revi. So dafka hainu why mishum dahavi savri, they thought the mashagazer chachamim lein revi bakodesh. They thought, what's the whole reason that there's such a concept called the revi bakodesh? Sheyeh tamei hainu mishum tezimnin asa lamiti, because they thought, oh, why did the rabbi make such a din? Ah, we know why, because people aren't sure and are going to get confused about the halacha that we had 2 days ago. Cherev harayu kachalal. We know there's a principle by tumas meis that if, like we mentioned, the sword touches a dead body, or if the sword touches somebody touches a dead body, that the sword achieves the same level of tumah as the source of it. Cherev harayu kachalal. Even though usually tumah goes down, there are a few exceptions. One of them is cherev harayu kachalal, with a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, is it dafka metal kalim, or is it all kalim except for cheres? Either way, that's the principle of cherev harayu kachalal. So says the Pnei Yeshua, these Kohanim thought, what's the reason that the rabbis came up with this halacha of Revi Bakodesh? It must be because they think people are going to get confused with Cherev HaRei Kochalo. The Zibra, so the Mitti, Velomar, Shlishi, Revi. And people are going to skip a step, and really something's going to be a Shlishi, and they're going to call it a Revi. So that's why they must be there. That's why there's a concept called Revi Batuma. Lefi She'ini Yodei, the Cherev HaRei Kochalo. Or, oh, She'ini Yodei, She'ameis, Avi Avos HaTuma. Or people are not going to realize that there's a grandfather of Tuma, an Avi Avos. People are only going to know Avos HaTuma, and they're going to assume that the corpse is an Av, not an Avi Avos. So people are going to make that mistake. Masha'enki, when it comes to a Sheretz, neither of those are applicable, right? Cherev HaRei Kochalo or Tumas Meis. So that's where they assume that there's no concept of a Revi Kodesh. That's the Pnei Yeshua, how he explains it. What's the message of the Pnei Yeshua, though? I think the message is that the Pnei Yeshua say that these Kohanim thought that they understood what the rabbis did. They understood the Dinim Derabanan, what the reasons are. Obviously, there are many sources in the Gemara that, you know, the Rabbanim make certain dinim, and we don't question them, and we don't try to figure out what the svara is for them, and we think we're going to outsmart the Chachamim by acting in a certain way. That is not appropriate, right? We had the Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos, if you're a member, Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Gzeir Shemayata there, that he was, there was a Gzeir Rabbanim not to read next to a candle on Shabbos, because Gzeir Shemayata, you might come to move the candle. Rabbi Shmuel says, don't worry about it, I'm the Gadol Hador, I'm going to read, and I'm not going to be Mata. And the Gemara there has two versions, two Gersos, whether he actually was Mata, or he was about to, and at the end he says, Kama Gadolim Divrei Chachamim. I realize that you can't try to figure out what the Chachamim meant, or what the reasons are. And again, this is a big message, deep message for us. The Chachamim say something, we don't always know the reasons. The Meshech Chachma also writes about Yontav Sheni. The Meshech Chachma actually, in this week's parasha, when he talks about Yontav Sheni, he talks about how, you know, though it's Benach Avaseinu Biyadeinu, in the Gemara, if you just look at the Gemara, it seems like we shouldn't have it, Bizman Hazeh, But Meshech Chachma says there are always, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, that there are always ta'amim kemusim. There are always hidden reasons for halachos that we don't realize. That we, just because it's a Dittur Rabbanan, we think we realize it, we shouldn't think that that we understand it totally. And again, that's part of the reason why, if it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, even if the reason does not apply anymore, the Gzeirah still applies, the taking medicine on Shabbos, and other Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, because according to that Meshech Chachma, B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, there are many Ta'amim Kamusim regarding Dinim D'Rabbanan. So again, this Bnei Yeshua can fit into that sugya, because this Bnei Yeshua is saying that these Kohanim thought they understood the reason for the Din D'Rabbanan, but the answer is they were wrong. They were wrong, and therefore they didn't realize that Rav Bakodesh is per se, it applies even to Tumas Sheretz. That is all the answer of Rav Nachman of Rav Avua. How is it that they made a mistake in the first Pasuk and not in the second Pasuk? So even that idea that Meshech Chachma just as parenthetically helps explain a big mystery that the Poskim have. And that is why in Chutz La'aretz we don't wear tefillin on the last day of Yantif, Yantif Sheni. Why? What's the difference? So on this Yantif Sheni, at the beginning of Yantif, so it's Chol HaMoed. Okay, that's why we don't wear tefillin. But let's say Simchas Torah, or the second day of Shavuos, or the last day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz. We don't wear tefillin. So why don't we wear tefillin? Tefillin is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and mitzvah d'oraisa every day, and the last day of Yantif is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Is Issa d'Rabbanan? Okay, so it's so yes, usually the Rabbanan have the power to say that if there's a reason not to put on tefillin. But here the poskim have trouble figuring out why not to put tefillin on the chumrah, but without a bracha, betzina, not doing any kind of malacha here. So you have to say it's some type of zilzal in the yantif. That's even the Rishonim already say you don't do it. The Rashba was asked this question in the tshuva. Why don't we wear tefillin? So you say you're right. It's difficult. But again, this is if the Yantif Sheni is only because of a minog or a certain reason, so you might have this question. But once you have that idea of the Meshech Chachma, that there are many Ta'am and Kamusim, and we don't understand everything, then you can already say that, okay, that's what we don't wear tefillin. It's really Yantif Sheni, for whatever reason it is. It's not just a minog. And therefore, we have to really treat it as a regular day of Yantif. But again, that is a sugya that we showed him already deal with. Why don't we don't wear tefillin? There are some Achron, the Rugged Shavar is quoted as putting on tefillin on Yantif Sheni. But again, generally, we assume that the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says beferish that is not our minhag. If an American is in Eretz Yisrael for Yantif, so then there's a more of a suffix. Then more postgamers say that maybe you should put it on Betzina, even if you hold the second day of Yantif, but once there's a shita out there like the Chacham Tzvi that says you should keep a second day of Yantif, that's another stiff that maybe at least you put a tefillin Betzina. So some postgamers do say that. That even obviously in Chutz La'aretz you don't, but maybe once you're in Eretz Yisrael and everybody else is wearing tefillin, it's a weekday. So even if you're like most postgamers say, you're supposed to keep a second day of Yantif, so even if you're doing that, maybe a little chumrah, you should put tefillin on without a bracha in private. Okay, that's a separate question. Okay, that is all answer number one, though, the difference between Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz. Ravina Amar, first wide line. No, Hassam Ravi Hachashlishi. No, there's no difference between what they thought of Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis. The difference was they didn't know the concept of a Ravi Bakodesh. They just thought of Shlishis. They didn't know Ravis. And that's why they made a mistake in the first question that Chagai asked them, because they didn't realize Ravis at all. They didn't know Tumah went down so far. Tashma, the next pasuk in Chagai. After Chagai asked these questions, so the pasuk says, Vayomer, now he has a reaction. Kena amazeh, b'chena goyazeh, l'fanayna Hashem, this nation in front of me, and v'chulu. So this is one of those, you need the v'chulu. So Rashi quotes the v'chulu. Look at the last few skinny lines of Rashi. V'yad Chagai vayomer, sefer tekra, v'chein kol masa yedeyam v'ashe yagrivusham tamehu. Everything that these kohanim are going to bring is going to be tameh. That's the statement of Chagai. So obviously he is not giving them such a compliment. Everything they're going to do is tameh, so says the Gemara. Bishlam ala Rav, hainu dosef tameh. According to Rav, who said that they made some type of mistake, so you understand why he's so upset, why he's saying everything is tameh, because they don't know the halachas. So everything's going to be tameh. El Shmuel, amai tameh. According to Shmuel, what's he saying? What's wrong? They knew the halacha. They didn't make any mistakes. They passed the test. So says the Gemara, Itzmuyika Matama. He's wondering, are these Kohanim going to make any mistake? Are they going to bring anything that's Tameh? Of course not. It's a rhetorical question. That's how he understands the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, V'ha V'chein Kol Ma'aseh Yedeyam Ksiv. It says, V'chein. V'chein Kol Ma'aseh Yedeyam Ksiv. So, what do you mean? It says, all their, similar to the Ma'aseh Yedeyam. It sounds like they're not doing anything wrong. Right? Rashi says, V'chein Lav Tamiya Mashma. It doesn't sound like a V'chein is Lashon of a question. It sounds like he's making a statement of this is going to be wrong. So Amar Marzut should be Tamer of Ashi. So Rav Ashi says this is the pshat of Shmuel. Yeah, they did not make a mistake, but really Shmuel Chagai is saying the future was going to be mitok shekilkulu as maaseihem ma'ala aleihem akasav kiilu hikrivu batuma. because their actions are going to be incorrect. Rashi explains they're going to do Avodah Zarah in the future, so what that they know Tumah and Tahara, all their Karbanos are going to be considered Betumah, even though they know Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, because the Gavers, they themselves, are going to be over the Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Pasuk means, that they're going to be Betumah, because in the future, because they're going to do other Averas, that's why it's going to be considered Betumah. Interesting, the Rashi doesn't, Rashi says that's what it's going to be, Bishar Averus. So he doesn't specify which Averus. Rashi, the second line, he just says, Sheikav L'maseh B'Vayisheni Bishar Averus. If you look in the Radak, in Chagai, look in the Radak on that Pasuk in Chagai, he notes one Avera that he was upset about. He says, because he's noting here, if you look in the Pasuk, he's not only faulting the Kohanim, he's saying, Kein Ha'amazeh, V'chein Ha'goyazeh L'fanai. Of the Kohanim. So what's the nation? What's the problem with them? So says the Radak, Omar kulam al shemim al binyan habayis ki akohanim hayolam lahazir am libnos ukvosh art hamartem ayitva kein komasi yedem tamei lefanai v'chein mashi yikriv akohanim tamei hu lefanai ki hem akrivim b'mizbeach below bayis ve'inam choshishim lechvodi. Says the Radak, they got back to the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash wasn't complete. They didn't fully rebuild it. And they're bringing karbanos. Says the Radak, okay, they're bringing a karba, but where's the Beis HaMikdash? The Kohanim are worried about the karbanos. What, be Mazari is the time to build the Beis HaMikdash? That's what he was upset about. How can you bring karbanos to me without a bias, without a Beis HaMikdash? So this is alluding to, it's put it on the list of Makaras, whether you're allowed to bring karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. Let's say, Beis Hashem, we could get the Makam HaMikdash back. We could, there's obviously a specific misover where exactly the Mizbeach has to be. So let's say the Golei Adar get together, they figure out where the Mizbeach could be, and we can bring a karban. And we know 200 receivers. Even if we're all Tamei, we don't have the Efer Paradum, we can bring a karban. So is there halacha, are we allowed to bring karbanos bezman hazeh? It's a big sugya. So you need the big day. There are a lot of issues. Big day kahuna and Efer Paraduma and a lot of issues that go into bringing karbanos bezman hazeh. But me'ikir hadin, you're allowed to. The Rama Paskas Adoch is based on Bechira. Because Kishul Shaita Kishul Asalava, because the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, once it came during the second Beis HaMikdash, never left. Lefichach says the Rabbi, Makrivin Akarbanos Kulan, Afopi She'ein Sham Bayez Banui. Even if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you're still allowed to bring karbanos. V'yochlin kachi kachim b'chol ha'azara avavishi hi'chareva. And kachi kachim, you eat in the broken down walls of the Beis HaMikdash. V'einam u'kevaz b'chitza. V'yochlin kachim kalam ha'zir she'ei b'chol Yerushalayim avavishi hi'shem choma. She'kdusha rishona kichel ha'shaita v'kichel ha'asalaba. A big sugya, but for our purposes, the halacha is that you're allowed to bring karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam. So again, this Radak, you don't have to say he's arguing on that, but he's noting that he's just saying it's upset. If you have the chance to build a Beis HaMikdash and you're busy bringing karbanos, you got to build a Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the fault of the Kohanim were. That's what's being alluded to in this pasuk here, that it's going to be Ki'ilu Akriva Batumah, because you could be makriv them with a Beis HaMikdash surrounding you, and you're not. That's why Chagai got upset. Okay. Gufa, says the Gemara, Tani, Rav Tani, Bashki Beis Midbachaya, Balevi Tani, Mashki Beis Midbachaya. Again, it's a machlokas between Rav and Levi. What did Rav Yossi really mean? Rav Yossi or Rav Yosef, two Gersos, the beginning of Tezayin Amud Aleph, we had this statement, remember, of Yossi ben Yoezer, that mashkin, certain types of liquids are tahar. We don't know which type of liquids he was talking about. So it's a machlokas between Rav and Levi. What are you talking about? Mashki be mitbachaya, the liquids that are around the place of the shechting, which is the north side of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that area, which includes the blood and the water that was used in that area. And Levi said, no, he even meant mashki be mitbachaya, even all the liquids that have to do with the Mizbeach itself, which includes wine and oil also, right? They had Nisach HaYayin, they had Shemen in the Minchas, in the Karban Minchas. You always, you never poured oil on the Mizbeach, but you mixed oil into the Karbanos Mincha. So that is also included according to Levi. Keep in mind, a machlokas we had yesterday. We're going to be dealing the next four lines, it's clear, but you just got to keep in mind two machlokas. The Gemara is going to relate two arguments about that statement of Rav Yossi. One of them is what we just had. Did Rav Yossi, was he referring to liquids based mitbachaya or based mitbachaya? And the other machlokas was what we had yesterday, machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav is involved in both machlokas. Rav and Shmuel about whatever liquids he was talking about. And he said tahar. What did he mean by the word tahar? Did he mean totally tahar, that even they themselves cannot become tame? Or tahar, did tahar just mean that they can become tame, but they can't be mitame other items? Those are two machlokas. Now the Gemara is going to try to link these two arguments together. Levi, according to Levi, who says here, Levi's only in one machlokas. So according to Levi, who says We're talking about mashkibei midbachaya. We're including all liquids, even oil and wine. So honey chayisraelikis Shmuel, it fits if he holds like Shmuel in the other machlokas. If he holds like Shmuel, that really those liquids could inherently become tame, they just can't be matame other items. So mishkachas la. So how do you understand Chagai's question? Chagai held the whole question of the sheretz touch the nizid, touch the wine, touch the oil. But how does that work if tuma can't be passed across? Right, wine and oil, it doesn't work. Tuma can't be passed. So what's the lava mean of becoming a ravi? You can't have tuma passed through these items. So mishkachas la denagi kula barishon. So you could reinterpret the pasuk in Chagai and says really his question was that all of these items touch the sheretz. What happened if he meant either or? It's not and. If the sheretz touched the wine or the shemen or the nuz, that's the real question. So that's fine because these items can become tamei. Right, because that's Shmuel Shita. The only issue that they can't do is they can't be Matami Achirim. So that's how we can interpret the Pasuk. Ela Isa, Rileke Rav, but if Levi holds like Rav in the other Machlokas, Tamar Dachan Mamish, but if Levi, who says that Rav Yossi includes wine and oil in his statements, and they're totally Tahar, so Yechim Mishkachas La, so how, what's Chagai talking about? Wine and oil of the Beis HaMikdash cannot become Tamei at all. So what's the question? The question doesn't get off the ground. The Gemara says, Al-Karcha, Kishmol Sevirole, therefore you're right, Levi must hold like Shmuel in the other Machlokas. So now the other way. Ul Shmuel, and according to Shmuel in the other Machlokas, according to Shmuel who says that Dachan meant Tuma themselves can happen, but they can't be matami others. Hani chisav lekarav. It fits if he holds like Rav in this machlokas. The Tani Mashki Shmuel has to hold like Rav. Why? The Tani Mashki base mitbachaya. Because if Shmuel holds base mitbachaya, limited to those water and blood, so then it fits. Al Mashki base mitbachaya. But when it comes to the mashkin of the Mizbeach, which includes the wine and the oil, Shmuel would hold achridi dami mitamu, so they could even be mitame others, so then it fits, revi delo avid chamishi, hashlishi avid revi, that it fits, because it can be mitame others, so the most you can get to is a revi. You can't get to a chamishi, and that was the question of Chagai. Ela isa v'la kalevi, but if Shmuel holds like Levi in this machlokas, the tani mashki bei midbachaya, that even bei midbachaya, even the wine and the oil is included, they can't be mitame others, so my ear, your Ravi, the law of Chamishi. So what's the whole Shaila of Chagai that he's asking them about a Ravi making a Chamishi, right, which is how Shmuel interpreted earlier, afilu sheni v'shlishi nami lo avid. What do you mean? There can never be Tuma passed on from these liquids, because he says it's based Mizbachai, and he says though what he meant was not Mitami Achirim, so it doesn't fit. So akar chakarav svirale, so it must be that he yells like Rav. So the Gemara just in these five lines, seems a little confusing, but it just linked these two machlokos, who has to hold like who? Levi has to hold like Rav, and Shmuel has to hold like Rav in either machlokos. It's an interesting question, I saw it from the Shaul Umeshiv. Shaul Umeshiv with Rav Nathan said a couple hundred years ago. So he asks, he says, what's this whole discussion here about oil? According to some shitas, oil cannot become tame. Oil cannot become tame, right? According to Levi, you say base mitzbachaya, so even oil and wine are included in the statement as dachan, that it can become tahar. So ask the Shaul Umeshiv, why did we need the Nes of Chanukah? Right, what's the Nes of Chanukah? The Nes of Chanukah is you have this hole, they have this tahar oil. What do you mean? So forget, so let's say you have tame oil. But what does Levi say? Base mitzbachaya, and it can't be matami achirim. Right, Levi can't be, according to Levi, it's not matami achirim if you say base mitzbachaya. So what do you do the whole Nes of Chanukah for? It's base mitzbachaya. So says the Shaul Umeshiv, a Charifus, he says, it links to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which we discussed a couple of years ago on Chanukah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, is discussing how is it that the Beis HaMikdash became Tamei Bechlal. Because if the Greeks came in, there's a concept, Ein Adam Oser, Davar Sheinu Shelo. I can't go to my friend's backyard and bow down to his tree. I can't ask for something that belongs to somebody else. So how could they ask for Ein Adam Oser, Davar Sheinu Shelo? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Uva ba pritzim bechilaluha. Pasuk in Yecheskel, the pritzim came in and were mechalalit. Major machlokas we discussed then, machlokas balamar ramban, who are these pritzim? Are they the Jews who are the Mesyavnim, or are they the Greeks? Machlokas, remember balamar ramban, if you want to remember the shiur, it's on the shul, it's on the website, I think, under Chanukah shiur. But according to some Rishonim, how this is interpreted, and this is how the Shaul Umeshiv is interpreting, that is, the Beis HaMikdash lost its Kedusha. And that's how they were able to come in and be Mekadesh. It wasn't that they were, once the Beis HaMikdash lost its Kedusha, then Memela became Tameh. They were able to be Metameh. It wasn't that it had a Kedusha and they were trying to overcome the Kedusha. The Kedusha left! So says the Shaul Umeshiv, if the Kedusha left, these didn't have the status anymore of Beis Mitbachaya. Beis Mitbachaya is only if it's called a Mizbeach, if it has Kedusha's Makom. But if the Kedusha left,
B'shas, the Yevanim, they attacked the base of Mitzvah, Matami everything, so then that's why. There's no question, because there is no Kedushas Mikdash anymore. I mean, maybe there's Kedushas with a Kodesh Kedashim, like the Rambam mentioned before, the Kedushas Shechina, but the full Kedushas of the base of Mikdash is not there anymore, and that's why it's not called Basement Bachaya. So that's one answer that he has. But if you put the Shitas together, I saw another one in the Al Hadaf, pamphlet, so he says, no, maybe the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Because Levi says base mid bachaya, right? The question's on Levi. But who do we just say Levi holds like? Levi must hold like, where is it? Where do we say it? Levi holds like Shmuel. Levi holds like Shmuel, that what Levi who holds base mid bachaya holds like Shmuel, that there is Tumas Atzman. But there is, right? So if there is Tumas Atzman, so maybe the question doesn't get off the ground, because it is still Tummy, still can't use Tummy oil. Okay, interesting discussion, but now let's go further. Tani Gavasi Rav, Tani Gavasi Levi. There's a brisa that supports Rav and Levi. Again, Rav who says that it really, Rabbi Yossi's earlier statement was base mitbachaya, and Levi is base mitbachaya. Again, the nafkamina, do you include liquids that were by the mizbeach that were not in the place of the shafting? Tani Gavasi Levi, Hadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim mashki bei mitbachaya, blood, wine, oil and water, these mashi based mid bachaya, that's already the raya, because you see that's what's being talked about here. If it's used around in the mizbeach, shenitzma'u bifnim b'hotzian lachutz, if they're around the base of the mizbeach, fine, they're tahar. What happens if they became tamei inside by the mizbeach? So at this moment, they cannot be matame others because of the din, base mid bachaya. B'hotzian lachutz, but then you took them outside. Do they all of a sudden now, is their tumah like chozer v'neur? Does it become alive now, and now it can be matame others, because now it's not near the base of the mizbeach anymore? So the Gemara says, tahorin. No, the Braisa says it's still tahor, because originally it became tamei when it had the status of base mitbachaya. Nitzbu b'chutz v'chlisa b'fnim, and the opposite, if it became tamei outside when it was not near the mizbeach, when it didn't have the status yet of base mitbachaya, v'chlisa b'fnim tameim, then it's tamei, even though you brought it in, but still became tamei outside. So that's the Braisa. You see, it loses the lashon of base mitbachaya right to Levi. Parenthetically, the Gemara says, Eini, but is this really true, this halacha? L'Rav Shua ben Levi, mashki bis mitbachaya, lo amru dachan elabim koman. Shua ben Levi says that the mashki bis mitbachaya are only tar in its spot. My law, doesn't that exclude? L'mute nitmu b'fnei b'l'tzi en l'chutz, doesn't it exclude? It became tummy in its spot and then you took it out. Shouldn't that become now be have the power to be mitame others, which is against the Braisa? So lo, that's excluding. L'mute nitmu b'chutz b'chutz b'fnim. It's excluding the opposite. If it became tummy outside and you brought it in, that's not tahar. The Gemara says, 1 second, v'abim koman kamar. But it says, it's only tahar in its spot. So l'maisa, if you brought it out, it's not in its spot anymore. So haki kamar, this is what it means. L'amru dachan elosh nitmu ubim koman. It's only tahar if it became tamei in its spot when it had the status of base mitvachaya. But once you brought it out, you know, then it still retains its tahara. Interesting, tahara, Rabbi Yosef Engel notes that it's somewhat difficult that what's included in the base mitvachaya, the blood. So blood is always tar around the mizbeach. And oil is always tar around the mizbeach. Water is always tar around the mizbeach. You use water for a week out of the year around the mizbeach. Nisach HaMayim only happens on Sukkos. Nisach HaYayin happens all the time. And Shemen use all... So because water is used for a week, therefore the whole year it's tar around the mizbeach. So the Shem Sinai Malacha says, no, maybe the Gemara only means for that week. But the Gideon HaShaz, Rabbi Yosef Engel assumes that it sounds like it's a general statement. So it's amazing that because for a week it's used on the Mizbeach, but the whole year it has the status of Tahar. Just shows you the significance of Nisach HaMayim. Once it gets the Shem base Mizbechaya, therefore it has the status the whole, it has that status the whole year.
Okay.
Is this a proof to Shmuel that it can't become tummy themselves? Okay, but at least here we're talking about the other machlokas. We're just going to prove the other machlokas whether base mitzvachai, base mitzvachai. In a finami. Kedidus the Gemara, Tani Gavasi the Rab. We have a proof, a brisa to prove Rab also that it's base mitzvachai. Hadam b'hamayim mashi base mitzvachai shenitmeu bein bekelim bein bekarka tahorin. The liquids of the base mitzvachai that became tummy, whether that liquid was in a kli or in the ground, tahorin. Why? Because of the statement of base mitzvachai. That's the raya. But we have the second sheet quoted in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Bekalim Tamei and Bakarka Tahorin. In Kalim Tamei, why? Because Reb Shimon Shita, if you remember 2 blot ago, we had Reb Shimon Shita who argued on what we just said. Reb Shimon, the Tana holds that Mashkin have the power, even Mida Oraisa, to be Metame other items. So that's why he says, Bekalim Tameim. What? He made the chiluk between the third shita of Reb Shimon says is the third shita. He said la ochlet tzmeim lekelim tahorim. This isn't talking about what you are being matami, but where it is. Right, this is not lid. This is big kalim. If it's in kalim, it can even be matami. But you're right, only to foods and not to kalim, according to that. But it can be matami even on a daraisa level. But karka tahor. If it's in karka, though, it's tahor. Why is it tahor in karka if it's sitting in the ground? Right, what difference does it make? So this is going to be alluded to later on in the Gemara. Barashi quotes it here, so we'll mention it here. And that is mida oraisa. Mida oraisa, if you have a pool of water on the ground, that pool of water has the status of a mikvah, as long as the water has a revius of water in it. Mida oraisa. And you could be tovel, kalim in there, anything that could fit in a tiny little revius of water. If you have a spoon that has to be going to a mikvah, you could put it in. Obviously, that's not enough for a person to be tovel in. For a person, mida oraisa, you need memsa'ah. Right, you need a much larger amount for a person to be tovel in. The Rabbanan then came along and said, because we don't want to get confused, even for kalim you need a mikvah of memsa'ah. That's the Didra Rabbanan. Mida oraisa, though, already water of revius of mayim already has the status of a mikvah. But Midra Rabbanan, where gozer atu, the case of people, the mikvah for people, that's where we're gozer memsa'ah for all mikvahs. But again, that's a din d'rabbanan. So that's what's being alluded to by Reb Shimon, b'karka tahorin. If you have this water in the karka, in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to say it's going to be matami others, because we're going to be mokim on the din d'araisa. Ein shvus ben mikdash, we're not going to apply the d'rabbanan that a mikvah needs the status of memsa'ah to have the status of a mikvah. We're going to leave it on the din d'araisa. That's why Reb Shimon, even though he says that liquid has the status to be matami d'araisa, that's only b'kelim. But if it's b'karka, therefore it would have the status of mikvah, it is tahorin. If it's a mikvah itself, it's obviously not going to be able to be matame others. Period. Amar Rav Papa. Afilu Rav Papa now has a statement against much of what we've said the past 2 days. Afilu lamant Amar Tumas Mashkin to Oraisa Mashki Beis Midbachaya Hilchaza Gamirula. We've said up until now that the only flexibility that you have to be matire some liquids in the Mikdash is if it's all based on the Didrabanan. That you can say the Didrabanan doesn't apply in the base of Mikdash. Rav Papa now has a Chiddush. Even if you say Tumas Mashkin is the Oraisa, it's to be matame other items to Oraisa, still, you could still say Mashki Beis Midbachaya, the liquids of the base of Mikdash are Tahar, based on Hilchus of Gemirullah. Based on Hilchus of Gemirullah. What's Hilchus of Gemirullah? So Rashi, all over the place, always says, including here, Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's what Hilchus of Gemirullah means in the Gemara. If you look, we don't have time to read it right now. If you look in the Kidmas Ha'emek, which is the Nitziv's Hakdama to the She'iltos, it's a long Hakdama, but the first page, he notes that there's Machloket between Rashi and Tosos versus the Rambam. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchus of Gemirullah, does it mean, for example, Tsroros, beginning of Baba Kama? This is where it's talked about in the yeshivas, in the beginning of Baba Kama, whether it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's Rashi and Tosos. According to the Rambam, it's not Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam here quotes Rav Papa, and he says, Davar mipi Kabbalah. It's not a halacha Moshe Misinai. There are enough gaminas whether something is halacha Moshe Misinai or a davar mipi kabbalah. Rashi and Tosfos again everywhere always say Hilchos Gemira law is halacha Moshe Misinai. According to the Rambam, halacha Moshe Misinai is only where the Gemara says halacha Moshe Misinai or where the Gemara says be'emes amru. The beginning of Shabbos, so sometimes the Mishnah say be'emes amru, that also is halacha Moshe Misinai. And then it's Siv catalogs a bunch of the Rambams where the Rambam does not say halacha Moshe Misinai, and there are enough gaminas because they're. He uses this to help answer up a little bit a Rambam at the beginning of Pirshat Mishnah, where the Rambam says there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? So all the Achronim say, what about this one and that one and this one and that one? There are 45 machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam himself says a machlokasim. So they say maybe according to the Rambam, a lot of those aren't Halacha Moshe Misinai. So that helps about half of them. That helps to answer that those aren't Halacha Moshe Misinai. Those are just Dinim Lenef from Misora. So the other half you got to answer up, because there are still a lot of them that are called Halacha Moshe Misinai that are machlokasim. Maybe there's no machlokas about whether there is one. There's only machlokas about the details of Halacha Moshe Misinai. You have to give a lot of answers. The Chavos Yair has a long tshuva trying to answer up for the Rambam. But either way, that is the machlokas that Nesif says between Rashi and the Rambam. Whenever it says Hilchos HaGemirullah, like here, does that mean Misinai, like Rashi here says, or does that mean just a davar from the Misorah? So now the Gemara asks two questions on Rav Papa. Amalei Rav Huna Breder Rav Nassim Rav Papa. The Elohada Amar Rav Elazar ain't Tumah L'mashkin Kol Iker. Rav Elazar says there's no Tumah at all for liquids like we had. Teidah is what we've been talking about. Sure, hey, Yosef Ben Yehuda Shreidah Mashkin Yisbet Dachai Dachan. Right, so Rav Elazar says there's no Tumah for liquids at all. Where do you learn it from? From this Halacha Mashkin Yisbet Dachai. Says the Gemara, V'hilchos HaGemirullah, Mika Rina Mina. If it's a special din of halach, either it's a din from the Misorah, either way, either halach Moshe Misinai or Dvar Mikabbalah, how can you learn anything from it? Rav Elazar says, you learn no tumah by liquids because of from this. But this is a special din of halach Moshe Misinai. You can't learn anything based on that. You're going to learn that to regular liquids outside the base of Mikdash? Problem one. Problem two. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, V'harav Shimon, Amar Tumas Vashkin D'Oraisa. Reb Shimon holds Tumas Mashkin is the Oraisa. Detanya, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Omer Lekelim Tarim Ochlin Tamein. Like we just said earlier, that liquids to be metame kelim is tar, but to be metame ochlin is tame da oraisa. Behacha kamar Reb Shimon bekelim tamein bekarka tahorin. And here Reb Shimon says, if it's in a kli, it's tame, and if it's in karka, it's tar. Vihilchala. But if it's halacha Moshe Misinai, the mashkin basement bechay are tar, mali bekelim mali bekarka. What difference? Why should it make a difference where the water is if it's metame da oraisa? So Gemara answers kasha. There's no answer to the question. Rashi here says, Kasha, interesting, right across from the beginning of the Gilyan Hashas, Rashi says, Kasha Garsinan, Hadraf Papa Lav Milsahi, Vichi Amra Lava Daite Velohaya Zachar Lemishnayas Halalu. Rav Papa didn't remember these Mishnayas. That's why there's no answer. Usually Kasha isn't, usually a lot of the Achronim say Kasha is less than Tiyufta. Tiyufta is a mamish rejection. Kasha is a Kasha, but there's an answer. That's what Kasha usually means. Rashi here, for some reason, assumes that no, we reject Rav Papa totally. But this is against the Rambam, because the Rambam passes like Rav Papa. So they're going to point out the Rambam paskins that mashkin basement b'chay are tahar, even though he paskins tumas mashkin are daraisa. The Lecha Mishnah points that out, that it's interesting that Rashi says it's totally rejected. The Rambam must have a mesora that we paskin like Rav Papa, because Lecha Mishnah explains because he sees most tanoim among these dafim. If you put them all together, hold there is some type of tumas mashkin daraisa, but he holds that this mesora mashkin basement b'chay is tahar. So you put it all together, he says that the Rashi says Rav Papa forgot the Mishnah, and the Rambam paskins like Rav Papa. The way machlok is that how do you understand the word kasha? Amar Rav Papa hada amrit, and this is what we mentioned before. Hada amrit b'karka tahor, and that which we mentioned that in the water is in the karka, it's tahor. Lo shadu elamayim, that's only referring to the mayim of the basement b'chaya. Avol dam lo, but dam he doesn't have that heter. Dam even in karka is going to be tame. Umayim nami lo amrin el davi rabiyus the chazil avil be machtim b'tzinoros, and even water, and this is explaining what I mentioned outside before. Water is only tahor if it's a rabiyus, because that has the shem mikvah to oraisa. You can be tovel needles and tzinoros and other types of Rashi says it's a tool that you use to make silver or gold, some type of little instrument. So as long as that's a shame mikvah, all right. So that's why it's tahar. But if it doesn't have any status of a mikvah, even daraisa, then it's going to be tame, even if it's a little bit of water on the ground. So look at this Tosfos here. We're not going to discuss it, but this is a major issue here about mayim she'uvin, whether mayim she'uvin is psul drabanan or psul daraisa. It's talked about based on a diak from this Gemara, but if you look in the Tosfos Yibraskel Ella, that is the discussion here. But we continue. Two dots. Amar ma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lakol tamei. First brisa that started this all off. On Tezayin Amar Aleph, we had the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said, lakol tamei, that mashkin is a din daraisa for them to become tamei and to be metamei. And that's why if you have a suffix, it's a suffix daraisa l'chomer in both cases. Yehuda was the most machmer shita, lakol tamei, for every item, it's tamei. So says the Gemara, l'meimra, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, tumas mashkin l'tamei, tumas kelim daraisa. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda says that liquid being metamei, kelim is a din daraisa? V'hatran, the Mishnah says in kelim, kolakem sheish lahem acharayim betoch. Any kli that has a significant inside and outside. Acharayim betoch. Kagon, it's reversible. Like what? Karim, bixasos, pillows, and pillowcases, vasakin, and bags, vamartsuf, and other types of bags. So in all these cases, what's the halacha about the inside and the outside? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, nitma tocho, nitma gabo. If the inside becomes tame, then the outside becomes tame automatically, because the outside is a service of the inside. Nitma gabo, lo nitma tocho. But if the outside becomes tame, the back, then lo nitma tocho, then the inside does not become tame. The Mikvah Shavan has a suffix, what if the outside became tame and then you reversed it? So now the inside became the outside. So now automatically does the outside become tame? He has that suffix. But anyway, says the Mishnah, so if the inside becomes tame, then the outside becomes tame. If the outside becomes tame, the inside does not become tame. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says, when do you say this Mishnah applies? Shinitmu machmas mashkin. Only if it becomes tame through water, through liquid, mashkin. Avonitmu machmas sheretz. But if it's through sheretz, so then it's always tame. Nitvatocho, nitvagabo, nitvagabo, nitvatocho. Then even if the outside becomes tame, the inside becomes tame. So he makes a chiluk between mashkin and sheretz. So he asks the Gemara, if he holds that Tumas Mashkin is a Din D'Oraisa, then what difference should it make? Mali Nidva Machmas Mashkin, Mali Nidva Machmas Sheretz, what difference should it make? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mashmur Chazer Bo Rav Yehuda. Okay, Rav Yehuda was Chazer Bo. The Pnei Yeshua points out this is very unusual, right? That you have whenever you have a Stira, you don't usually say that's, you make a new Kimta, you say he's holding like this person, yeah, he's holding like this case. Unusual to say that a Tana was Chazer Bo if you have two Brises. Okay, but here he says, Chazer Bo Rav Yehuda. Does he hold? But he look. Oh, right, he was chozer. Right, which was he chozer from? So there's pashas that he was chozer from the second shita. That maybe he would. I'm not from the second shita. He was chozer from holding it to the raisa, but he holds that it's drabana like most of the other opinions. But it's not 100% clear which one he was chozer to. Midaraisa. But just Kalen at Daraisa. You don't know what he's chozer. Well, the Gemara's going to get to, actually. The Gemara's going to get into. We're going to get to, Menachem's going to get to tomorrow by the Boilahu, Kalen or the Ochlan. But he was chozer from something. Ravina on my different answer. Oh, the Lohadar, he was not chozer. Haba Mashkin Abon, Machmas Yadayim, Haba Mashkin Abon, Machmas Sheretz. No. Are we talking about Mashkin that became Tommy through your hands? Which is a for sure Didra Rabbanan. We mentioned a couple of days ago that there's a Didra Rabbanan Mishum, that the Chachamim say that all liquids that became Tameh from even a Rishon or a Sheni, all liquids have the status of a Rishon Latumah. Why? Because Gozer Atu, Mashkin of Azov. The liquids that come out of Azov have the status of an Av. So we don't want to get mixed up. So we don't want to say liquids aren't Tameh or have a low level Tumah. So the Rabbanan were Metameh all liquids, so Hamashkin Machmas Eidayim. So even liquids that became Tameh because of your hands are Shnios. So liquids that touch them really should be a Shlishi, but still we throw them back up to give them more Chomer Tumah. That's for sure the Rabbanan. So that's the Tumah that Rabbi Yehuda meant when he was talking about the Mishnah in Kalim, when he had the Chilah between Gabo and Tocha. Hamashkin Machmas Sheretz, but regular liquids that became Tameh through a Sheretz, meaning Din D'Oraisa. So that, of course, he holds that that's Tumah is total Mid'Oraisa. So Yehachi asked the Mishnah if it's true that there's a Chilah even within liquids. So at the time about Medrash Mamurim Shneidu Machmas Mashkin. So why, when he explains the Mishnah and he's limiting the Mishnah, does he bring in a totally new factor of Mashkin versus Sheretz? Stay within Mashkin. Lift level the Sibidi Da. But Medrash Mamurim Mashkin Abba Machmas Yadayim. Abba Mashkin Abba Machmas Sheretz. Did Batocho Did Bagabo Did Bagabo Did Batocho. So again, the Gemara asks this many number of times. Why do you bring in a new factor if you can have a distinction within this discussion itself within Mashkin? What do you have to bring in Sheretzim for? Just to be mechalik within Mashkin. El Mechaverta Kadoshim Meikar Chazav Rabbi Yehuda. So, okay, you're right. Go back to what we said before. There, Rabbi Yehuda was chozer bo, period. Now the Gemara is going to say what exactly was he chozer bo from or not, period. Just one ha'ara, we have a minute. Just one hosafa on Nisach HaMayim we mentioned before. I thought we mentioned in the past on Sukkot, just a good idea to remember it. Nisach HaMayim. The whole year we do Nisach HaYayin. We pour wine on every day. The Karbet Tumah has wine with it. And all of a sudden in the Sukkot we have Nisach HaMayim. Why water? Especially, you would think that wine is something special to Rosh Hashanah, but all of a sudden, after Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Kippur, you're on the highest level, you pour water. Water? What's the big deal about water? So I once heard a Shemer of Gifter that as follows. Whenever you speak to people who have been through a natural disaster, or been through something very serious, you speak to them, right? After a hurricane, they lost everything. You speak to them, they interview them, and they say, oh, I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be alive. Mistavik b'muat. You know, I'm happy to, whatever, I lost everything, okay, I'm happy to have my life. I'm happy, mistapik b'muat. Tis of Gifter, we've just been through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Everything's been on the line. We've been squeezed out. We've been through unbelievable days. We'll be happy with water. Right, even Nisach HaMayim, we symbolize HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't need the fancy wine. Even just water. That's why Dafka, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have Mayim, we have Sukkis, Nisach HaMayim, Dafka on Sukkis. That's one idea, Nisach HaMayim, but remember, we got into the Nisach HaMayim with Rabbi Yosef Engel's point that once you do Nisach HaMayim, that already gives the status of water to make it tar even the whole year during the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here and have a guten Shabbos. Atei Shabbos Zechanishvas, David Sweet, and Dov Mordechai.